the zoo and museum with one affordable pass. The Zoo Move Family Pass includes admission to the zoo and museum every day of the regular season, discounts on parties, camps, classes, train rides, and carousel rides, discounts at the Scoville Zootique gift shop, subscription to zoo and museum newsletters, and more. Family passes are $190 for one full year at both facilities. Millikan University celebrated the progress of construction on its new Center for Theater and Dance with a beam signing ceremony. Students and donors were allowed to sign the final beam to forever be remembered as part of the building. Millikan President Patrick White.
So we're still about 15 months away from opening this new grand space, which will have a 250-seat theater, which will have a costume shop, lighting shop, scene design shop.
The project is set to be completed by the summer of 2020. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
It is bitterly disappointing. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's what Julian Assange's attorney calls this morning's arrest in Britain, adding it's an unprecedented effort by the U.S. to go after a foreign journalist for publishing truthful information. Fox's Simon Owens live in London.
Dave, police here saying they arrested Julian Assange on behalf of U.S. authorities, setting up a potential court battle over attempt to extradite him. A U.S. official saying the Justice Department is to announce charges. Assange spent nearly 7 years inside Ecuador's London embassy, but his stay came to an abrupt end this morning. Police say they were invited into the facility after the Ecuadorian government revoked Assange's asylum. Dave.
And Simon, Ecuador also stripped Assange of citizenship, accusing WikiLeaks of Russian hackers of trying to destabilize that country's government. Meanwhile, Edward Snowden, the American who fled to Russia after leaking NSA secrets uncovering surveillance programs, tweeted, "Police dragging a publisher of award-winning journalism, like it or not, will end up in the history books." A coup in Sudan. The president there under arrest. The defense minister announced it wearing a military uniform on state TV. For the first time since President Trump walked away from his second summit with North Korea's leader, he'll meet with South Korea's president at the White House later today.
The two are likely to talk about the existing alliance, as well as pathways to denuclearizing North Korea, which says it plans to cut off its participation in nuclear talks until it gets some kind of concession from the U.S.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Winter's back.
I'd already put my snowplow away, and I was figuring we were done for the year.
Nope. From where he is in Minnesota over to Utah, there's a big storm hitting.
Bringing the potential for not only very strong winds, but we could see upwards of a foot or more of snow.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, there are whiteout conditions. Nebraska into the Dakotas, knocking out power, closing schools, causing hundreds of car crashes, and hundreds of flights are canceled. This is Fox News.
Guardians of the grass, run with us on a John Deere X300 Select Series lawn tractor built for versatility. Because when you take pride in your lawn, you do it all. You mulch, bag, haul, grow, mow, and a whole lot more. And that's why the X300 Series takes care of everything with attachments for all your spring and summer projects. Because you're not just doing yard work, you're creating common ground for the whole neighborhood to enjoy. Nothing runs like a deer. Run with us. Search John Deere X300 for more.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. That's why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
One of the front runners in the Democratic race for president is getting support from other 2020 candidates, pushing a plan to overhaul health care in the U.S.
Bernie Sanders relaunched the centerpiece of his progressive platform, Medicare for All.
We are going to end the international embarrassment of the United States of America, our great country, being the only major nation on earth not to guarantee health care to all as a right.
The bill has 14 co-sponsors, including Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Cory Booker. Now, this is a government-run, single-payer, single plan, replacing health insurance for millions of Americans. Nobody pays a premium. Nobody pays a deductible. But estimates put the cost at a whopping $32 trillion over 10 years.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. The White House says the plan would cripple the economy. Democrats are unhappy with Attorney General Barr for something else. His assertion at a Senate hearing yesterday, the Trump campaign was spied on, and he's going to review how the counterintelligence probe started.
I believe the Attorney General of the United States of America believes he needs to protect the President of the United States, and I think that's unfortunate.
Democratic Congressman Steny Hoyer, as Democrats also keep demanding Barr let them see the full Mueller report, wanting to see all the evidence of possible obstruction of justice. A man in Alabama only has about 10 hours left to live.
Barring a last-day Supreme Court reprieve, Christopher Lee Price is scheduled to be put to death in Alabama tonight. He was convicted of killing a pastor during Christmas week of 1991. Bill Lynn was stabbed 30 times during a robbery of his home. Price's attorneys have argued the execution should be delayed because the state has denied his request that he die by nitrogen gas instead of a lethal injection.
And that's Fox's Jack Callahan. On Wall Street, stock futures have been up a little ahead of the opening bell. And they're underway at the Masters, the first golfers teeing off at the first major tournament of the year. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
It's not poor old Decatur. Decatur has the highest hourly wages in the region, higher than Bloomington Normal, Champaign Urbana, Springfield, and Peoria. Cha-ching! Limitless Decatur. Know it! Boss not buying, you got stuck by a train again? Listen, Chief, there's over 8,000 rail cars a day rolling through Decatur. That's big business, baby. Woohoo! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
Swing and a long fly ball into center field. Get up, baby. Oh, yeah! A home run and the Cardinals win it.
It's time to fly with the Redbirds on the 2019 season. Don't miss all the action on your home for Cardinals baseball. WSOY Decatur 1340 AM at 103.3 FM.
There's a long one to left. Another home run for Paul Goldschmidt.
The Redbirds wrap up their series with the Dodgers, an 11-20 pregame with a 12-15 first pitch.
Double play and a Redbird winner.
Don't miss all the action on your home for Cardinals baseball, WSOY Decatur.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we've got partly cloudy skies. Highs are going to be around 74 degrees. Could have some wind gusts, though, up to 35 miles per hour. Then for tonight, we're looking at showers, possible thunderstorms. Still a bit breezy with lows around 44 degrees. Tomorrow, the sun returns. Highs around 57. Then Saturday, more sunshine. Highs around 57 degrees. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 53 degrees.
Good morning and welcome to the 8 o'clock hour of Buyers and Company. We got the folks from the Community Foundation and Partners in. We're going to tell you all about trauma-informed partnership and what that means, and a great honor for local folks who just took a little trip to Toronto. All of that plus Cardinal giveaway courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. It all starts now.
Buyers and Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome back to the program. Thursday edition of Buyers and Company. When are we at the Children's Museum? Is that next Thursday?
Next Thursday, a week from today.
Is it time for the Duck Derby already?
It's time for the pre-sales of the Duck Derby.
All right, that happens Derby weekend, which I guess is what, the first weekend in May?
Yeah.
So I guess
and
we're
that
not
will
that
be
far
here
off
before you know it.
All right, and then Corks and Forks. I was looking through all of the calendar of events that are on the...
Yeah, Corks and Forks is coming up, isn't it, towards the end of this month?
The end of this month, yep. Yes. And then the Business Expo. I start thinking about between now and maybe what, I don't know, Labor Day? It's
not.
Don't think about it. Just take it like a week.
I hope
at a time.
You enjoyed your break because it was over.
All right. Go to nowdecatur.com for all of the details. We welcome into the program Danny Kraft, who is literally a good friend of the show, good for the community. She's done a lot of work in the educational arena through the Community Foundation. She is vice president with the Community Foundation of Macon County and executive director of the Education Coalition. Some of this stuff, you guys work very quietly down there. And I don't mean that in a bad way. It's just, I mean, you guys just sort of like just keep grinding it out and grinding it out, doing a lot of work in the classrooms. Do you still enjoy doing what you do?
Well, I love what I do. I'm very blessed to be able to do it. And we try to work quietly, Brian, because it's really about the impact and about the community, and it's not about us. So we don't want the light shined on us. We want it shined on the improvements that are taking place.
All right. Well, you're going to have to, before we introduce our guests, because I think education and healthcare and social services, just the acronyms alone drive me crazy because these fields love, you know, and it's something you live and breathe every day, but most people kind of go, wait, what is that? I want you to explain what trauma-informed partnership means, and then we'll introduce the guests that are in the studios and the role they all play in this.
Sure. Well, actually, it started with a really private conversation of a bunch of people who really care about what's happening in our classrooms and what's getting in the way of the academic achievement and social and emotional development of our students. And so we came together and we through research and through evidence-based, we learned the fact that brains are changing and the architecture of a brain is changing, and it's all due to the trauma that's happening in the lives of students, and it's getting in the way of learning. So we ask a simple question, what can we do about that? We pooled together our resources. We came up with a simple name called the Trauma-Informed Partnership. And we learned through this process we didn't need a big grant. We didn't need funding. We learned that it doesn't cost to care, and that's what we decided to come together about. And
okay.
I think I stole that line from Jill Reedy, but that's what we came together.
But what you just said is impactful, because it's just the exact opposite of what you hear most times when people, oh, well, we need to spend more dollars. We need to fund some sort of program. We need to. It's just looking at it from a different point
exactly.
of view. You talk to teachers in public education, and it is not unusual for a kid to come to school with the same level of trauma as somebody returning from Afghanistan or
Absolutely.
Iraq. People have a hard time, if you're fortunate in your life, not to have this. Sometimes people have a hard time wrapping their head around that, but it happens.
You're exactly right. And one of the things we try to communicate is we are not coddling these students. We are not excusing their behavior. If anything, we hold them more accountable because we teach them to self-regulate. We teach them to learn different techniques so that they can come back to a place, get in the right place in their brain to work so that they can then learn. So we hold them more accountable than kicking them out of the classroom would.
All right. Well, introducing the guest around the table here, Carrie Hogue is the principal at Muffley Elementary School. Muffley is such a happy-looking place. Does it feel like that inside? I mean, you're right up this road from the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sort of a happy area.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been principal there?
This is my fifth year.
Yeah, fifth year. And did you know you wanted to be a principal? I mean, is that
no.
something when you went into education?
No. I thought I would retire after, like, 75 years of teaching or so.
All right. So what made you get into the administrative side?
Honestly, did a master's degree, you know, moving kind of up the pay scale kind of thing. Excuse me. And I had a group of friends who said, let's do this administrative one. I'm like, okay, I have company like this. This is going to be a good thing. And then I really didn't think I would use it. I thought, I mean, it's good experience. It was a great introduction to a broader view of the school. And I really enjoyed that, but I didn't think I would be doing it.
Well, I think that the principal is so, I mean, obviously the teacher in the classroom is vital, but I think culture and leadership in a building is essential. For years, I served on the Decatur Public Schools Foundation, and you could see just by grant applications where things were happening or not happening. It was like a map. And we had these conversations. Do you keep rewarding the same teachers over and over? My thought was always yes, you know, because you want other people to copy mm-hmm. that rather than spread it out like it's – because you can't spread – I mean, you can't – enthusiasm sort of has to be earned. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where the principal really kicks in, don't you?
I do. And it's kind of a – it can be a very heavy weight. It's a humbling responsibility, but an honor as well.
Okay. Well, also with us is Jill Reedy, the Assistant Regional Superintendent for the Macon Piatt Regional Office of Education. Your office is one that I think a lot of people get confused by. What is it that you do? If you had to give your elevator speech to someone who has no knowledge at all, maybe they've kind of heard of it, they know Matt, whatever, what is it that you guys do?
We do a lot.
Yes.
We really are the liaison between the State Board of Education and all of our schools in Macon and Piatt County. So we oversee compliance, licensure, provide professional development support. It's kind of like Danny said, a lot of people don't realize behind the scenes all of the things that we do.
Yeah, but you guys are heavily plugged in and working with all of the county schools.
Yes, all of Macon and Piatt County.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. The Piatt thing is, I think, what throws people too.
Yeah.
How did Piatt get put in there? All right, and then Dr. Jeannie Kaler is an educational researcher, and where are you from?
I'm from Bloomington, Illinois.
Okay.
I got involved with the Trauma-Informed Partnership as part of an assistant professor at SIU School of Medicine there in Springfield, working with the Department of Population Science and Policy. So we are responsible at SIU School of Medicine for 66 counties throughout the state. We went on a look to find who in our area is doing innovative things around health and education. We made a stop here in Decatur and found a wonderful group of people that were actually tackling the bureaucracy of education to facilitate change. which is why we decided to partner with them to look a little closer at what was happening here, because there's some pretty amazing work being done and pretty tough problems they're trying to tackle.
It really are, because you're tackling life as it exists, and bureaucracy's not real good at that. I mean, I think as I get older, that is my enemy, I believe now. It's not politics, it's not parties, it's bureaucracy, because it moves so slow, it turns so slow, changes so slow, it becomes institutionalized to the point of just, why do we do this? Well, it's what we've always done sort of thing. And that can be a city or a school district, or certainly if you look at Springfield or Washington, D.C., you see it in action every day. So, Danny, how did you guys, cut through that? There's a whole definition of how red tape, the whole phrase occurred, and it's an interesting story. But how did you manage to cut through bureaucracy?
I think really this sounds simple, but it really came down to the fact that we were caring individuals, and we looked at what was currently happening in the landscape of our educational system and found out it wasn't working and it wasn't addressing the problem. And just because that problem or that problem child or that problem behavior is no longer in your classroom doesn't mean that the issues go away. And so we wanted to focus on the students, and we also wanted to focus on the self-care of the teachers so that they could be built up and so that they could have insight to understand exactly how to help them address it too. So when we started the partnership, one of the things we really started with was teacher self-care and teacher awareness. We also have professional development for the superintendents and for the principals, and Jill could probably speak about that a lot better than I can, but we wanted to make sure the training base was there. We knew we had this caring group, as Jeannie said, and we knew we wanted to do something different than what was happening in other parts of the state. We just didn't know at the time, quite honestly, it would be this innovative, and we didn't know that we would garner national attention from it.
Okay, before we get to the Toronto part of this, let's talk about the schools that you guys are working with the pilot schools. So there were two Decatur public schools and three county schools, correct?
Yes.
And how did that get decided? Or?
So what we decided was let's take all of our resources. We have, four caring organizations with the Illinois Education Association, of course, Danny's group, the Education Coalition, and the regional office, and SIU School of Medicine.
So and I believe Milliken has also joined that recently,
just
right?
Joined, yeah. Yes. And okay. So we have all of these people, and to have the health background piece with that Jeannie brought to the table and her SIU partners was powerful. So we decided let's focus our resources on four or five pilot schools that we asked to apply that were all in. And so we actually sent out an application and had around 13 schools apply. And we selected through leadership, really looking at who would be on board. We needed them to be all in because we needed these schools really devoted to this and passionate about it so that they would create time not just to train teachers, but to train other staff as our school teaching assistants, our support staff, cooks, custodians, bus drivers. And so we selected Muffley Elementary, our Decatur Public School, another DPS school, Franklin Elementary, Argenna Oriana Elementary, Sangamon Valley High School, which was nice to have a high school component, and then DeLand Weldon, which of course is a K-12 district, so we had that middle school component.
Okay, so what did their participation mean? What did they have to do?
So we started the first year, and really, we didn't have a clear roadmap.
This started in 2016,
yes,
by the way. Okay.
Yes, and honestly, when we started, we didn't know where we were going. We just knew that we had to get the information out there. And so our journey really began with these five schools where we were just spending almost an entire year on knowledge and making sure that we had the same background information on toxic stress and what toxic stress does to the brain and complex trauma. And from that, we discovered so much. So we spent a year through book studies, again, things that didn't cost money, going into the schools, working with the teachers, having those really difficult discussions, because we knew if we wanted to create systemic cultural change in these schools, I mean, really make a difference, that we had to feel it in our hearts first and really understand and believe in this. And that's how people, I believe, are motivated to change. And so it was an effort on all of our groups going in, and each of us really adopted one of these schools and went in, and I partnered a lot with Carrie and went in to make a difference.
All right, so tell me about the experience there at Muffley.
the first year really was a learning year. That we called it our pilot year. So there was a lot of any professional learning time we had set aside that was devoted to this. I intentionally didn't ask my staff to do anything different that year. It was more, what resonates with you. And then I would see things take off in the classroom. And then they were telling the people next door and across the hall, I tried this and it's really working, or I tried that, or this didn't work this way, but if I did this, I got a great result. And so it kind of grew from that for that first year. And then at the end of the first year, we kind of had to sit down. I sat down with my leadership team. I said, okay, the learning year's behind us. Not that the learning stops, but the learning year's behind us. What are we going to do now that would set us apart as a trauma-informed school? And we came up with some things from there that we would move forward with.
Because at the end of the day, that's what you have to have. I mean, you're not in the classroom anymore, but you have a bunch of teachers that work for you, that there has to be an impact there. I mean, you can study something forever, and if it doesn't actually, you know, affect change, it's just more bureaucracy. All right, so there were like 12,000 or something like this research pieces that were submitted to this, and I'm sure it's a big acronym. What was the AERA, Presidential Cross-Cutting Session? I don't have any idea what that means. Explain it.
Sure. It's the American Educational Research Association. It's the premier educational research association in the world. It's one of the largest attended conferences, actually, in the United States. So for the work that has been happening through this trauma-informed partnership to be recognized and credible research done is huge. So we talked not just about the success that we did see in the classroom, but still some of the policy gaps that exist for our teachers and our administrators, because we do have some health gaps that we have to work on to make a difference for them.
All right, you're not saying you have all the answers. You're kind of putting a roadmap together of where we need to go. Now, I'm going to bypass how the American Educational Research Association ended up in Toronto, Canada for their annual meeting. I'm sure it was, you know, a very nice visit. But what an honor, Danny, before we hear about Toronto. I mean, but to what you guys sort of intuitively felt at the beginning to turn into something that's recognized out of 12,000, you know, submissions, you know, across the entire United States of America, that's a pretty cool thing.
It is, Brian, and we're really humbled by it. Again, we're so excited about what's happening in these schools, and the trauma-informed partnership is just growing in our footprint. We've added Milliken to our mix, as you already mentioned. Tomorrow we're presenting out at Richland Community College. We have hosted some community-wide events trying to get the information and the awareness about trauma, toxic stress, what it's like to deal with it, how it affects learning, how it affects performance on jobs. Because what's happening in our schools right now, if we don't address this, it's happening on our factory floors tomorrow. So there are reasons why the people in our community, the businesses, need to be caring about what's happening in our schools and how we're teaching the students to react and manage the trauma that they have every day. Because this really is a community issue. We started with the schools, but it really is a community issue, too, and we need to make sure that everyone is aware of that. So that's how we're expanding our footprint now.
I don't understand why even people who are just straightforward business thinkers, and put compassion over here, why you wouldn't want to do more front-end work to lead to more productive lives than the cost and expense of what's on the other end of that if you don't. I mean, that doesn't make any sense to me why people would be not for something like that. I mean, it's an investment versus, maintenance.
You're right. It really is. When you're talking businesses, not students, but when you're talking businesses, this is a return on investment. And if you don't, if we as a society don't start taking these proactive steps, there is no chance we're going to turn this around. And one of the wonderful things about the trauma-informed partnership and especially our partnership with Decatur Public Schools and these two schools that were highlighted in the paper is the fact that this is not a certificate. You don't get to go become trauma-informed. This is a journey. This is really cultivating a culture shift. And it's messy, it's hard, and it takes complete dedication. But it's not something you can put a label on yourself now and say, oh, we're a trauma-informed school, because it comes little steps at a time, student by student, teacher by teacher.
Okay, so what was Toronto like? Were you guys inundated with sort of people wanting to know about what you guys were doing? Did you learn, about what other people are doing? What was the conference like?
It was fascinating for me. This was my first time attending, and I was very nervous with Jeannie, and she said, trust me, you'll be fine, and I didn't know if anybody wanted to hear what I had to say, but it was fascinating. Once we finished the question and answer session, and all of the questions were directed towards our pilot, our case study of what we have done, and people from all over the world came up to us afterwards saying, we are so excited and feel so good to know that this work is being done somewhere. And it was a shock for me. I just assumed that this work was being done everywhere, and why not? And this is what's good for kids and the right thing to do. And And it was very exciting to hear their questions and to know that there's interest and to make those connections in different parts of the country.
All right. So what happens next, Danny? I mean, I know that's the obvious question, but I mean, you have two public schools in the pilot, three county schools. You know, the question is like, how many schools? How do people get involved? How do businesses get involved? How do parents get involved? How do educators get involved? What happens next?
Well, we're continuing the journey. We, as I said, already are making a bigger footprint. Jill presents, Jill and Matt Snyder both present throughout the state about the work that we're doing here. There's actually a national trauma-informed conference, and we've presented at that many times, and we'll be attending that again this summer. We're continuing to grow. Jeannie's research that she's done on these Decatur public schools will continue to be shared with our community so that we can help people to understand this. But really, Brian, it's still just continuing the journey. It's making sure that that knowledge is there. It's one of the things that the people in the room that are educators that can speak to this better than I can, but one of the things that they really resonated with me is that change in the brain. I say when I speak about this, we make accommodations all the time for children who are physically different. If they're hearing impaired or sight impaired, these children suffering from trauma are physically different. Their brains are different, and we are making no accommodations. If anything, we are isolating them because of it, or we're telling them, sit down, be quiet, it's time to take out your math book, and they are not at a place that they can learn right now.
It's important, there's so much gray in this, because I can hear people of a certain age just going, oh, God, we had to do this and just grow up.
Yep.
You know, there's that. And I'm sure, I'm glad that at least the Illinois Education Association is involved in this, because I think sometimes, you know, teachers that have been, you need experience, but you know, I always recount a time, and this was back when our guy was, you know, in grade school, and he brought home a lesson plan on paper, which was weird enough, and it had a rotary phone on it, you know, and it's like this teacher was making the same copies of this thing for like 25 years, and she was a great teacher, but it was like, teachers are no different than anybody else, right? I mean, they're reluctant to change. Mm-hmm. I mean, people, just human nature fights change. Is that one of the more difficult aspects?
Honestly, I didn't find that so much with my staff. They really went
in.
It is. I can't be more proud. I can't. I mean, I'm not saying it's not been easy. When they've said messy, when they've said hard, and if anybody thinks there's like a checklist to follow to get to this point, that is not the case. But my staff really went in eyes wide open, hearts open, ready to embrace this.
Well, that's fantastic. And that's, but you have people, you know, all over the place. I mean, teachers aren't any different than any other mm-hmm. profession, right?
And I think that was what was interesting is the wide range of things. They got to pick and choose what worked in their classroom. So it wasn't as if the mandate was you do this for trauma.
Okay. Guys, we really appreciate it. We're running out of time here. Keep up the great work. Keep us posted so we can let the folks know the hard work and what you guys are doing. Congratulations on the great honor being selected out of all of those folks to be up in Toronto representing Decatur. We appreciate it. And bye, Connor. All right. We'll take a break back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today we have cloudy skies. Highs are going to be near 74 degrees. Then tonight we can expect some showers, maybe some thunderstorms as well, with lows around 44 degrees. Tomorrow, looking at sunny skies with highs around 57 degrees. Saturday, more sunshine, highs around 57. It is currently 54 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Patients receiving a total knee replacement at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital are now available to go home the same day of surgery. Traditionally, a joint replacement requires 1 to 3 nights in the hospital, but now patients in overall good health and who have the right support system can recover in the comfort of their own homes. Our goal is to get you home for dinner and back to life faster. Ask your physician if this is the right option for you. St. Mary's is Decatur's leader in same-day total knee replacement.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Get ready, Decatur. Corks and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Welcome back to the Thursday, April 11th edition of Byers & Company. We're live from the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur. If you missed any of the show today, all of our interviews are put up on podcast. Presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. You can get them on NowDecatur.com, the NowDecatur app, NowDecatur Facebook page, iTunes, anywhere you get your podcast. By the way, that cheese toasty grilled cheese debate still going on social media, as is a contest to win Cardinals tickets, courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. Just get to the NowDecatur Facebook page. We'll be back after stories and news.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Cape Air. Changes could be coming to the state's high school basketball tournaments. Officials with the Illinois High School Association currently are accepting feedback from school administrators across the state about a proposal to adjust the schedule of the organization's state championship games. Under the plan, all four classes of girls would play in the state finals on a single weekend, and all four classes of boys would play on the following weekend. The IHSA anticipates a decision on the format change will come by the June 10th board meeting. Studies show that 72% of children and youth will experience at least one adverse childhood experience before the age of 18. So does the risk for psychological, behavioral, and social-emotional problems. A local program committed to identifying these instances in Macon County schools has been honored as a featured presenter at the annual conference of the American Educational Research Association in Toronto. The Trauma-Informed Partnership, also known as the TIP, was created in July 2016 and has grown to include five pilot schools in Macon County. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Chris Foster. The WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, arrested in London this morning, is now charged in the United States with conspiracy to commit computer intrusion. That arrest was part of an extradition request. Assange had been living at Ecuador's embassy in London for 7 years. He's accused of working with former U.S. intelligence analyst Chelsea Manning to break into a classified government computer. Manning served 7 years and is now back in prison for refusing to cooperate with this WikiLeaks investigation. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has introduced a Medicare for All single-payer health care bill.
More than a dozen Senate Democrats have joined as co-sponsors, including rival presidential candidates Kamala Harris, Cory Booker, Elizabeth Warren, and Kirsten Gillibrand.
This has to become the next social safety net.
Other Democratic leaders, however, are not on board, advocating instead to shore up the existing health care law.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. This is Fox News.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
Proudly serving communities since 1977, RP Lumber is your source for anything from lumber and building materials to light bulbs and paint. At RP Lumber, we believe that buying materials should be the easiest part of any project. Whether you are a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, our friendly team can help you find the right products for your project with the best service, best value, second to none. Come visit us today and experience the RP difference.
82.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we've got partly cloudy skies and highs around 74 degrees. Then tonight, looking at some showers, possibly some thunderstorms overnight with lows around 44 degrees. Friday, we have sunny skies expected, highs around 57. More of the same on Saturday. Sunshine, highs near 57 degrees. It is 54 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
There are days when you just knock it out of the park on bump music. This is not one of those days.
Whatever.
Just saying.
This is...
What is this?
This is Chelsea Dagger.
Of course. Why wouldn't that just roll off?
I believe the Blackhawks use this as their song.
Yeah, I'm not a Blackhawks fan. All right, good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Thursday. Coach will join us in just a second. Right now is the time of day where we head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who is standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The popular averages closed higher on Wednesday, and the Dow was up 6 points to 26,157. In economic news, the consumer price index rose 0.4 during March, as expected. The CPI was up 1.9% year over year, close to the Federal Reserve's 2% target. The core CPI, which removes the volatile food and energy components, rose 0.1, less than the 0.2 forecast increase. In the minutes from its recent meetings, the Fed members said increased risk from a possible global economic slowdown and muted inflation readings are key considerations to keep interest rates steady. In European trading, the London FTSE was up 0.13%, while the DAX in Frankfurt was up 0.25%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was up 0.11%. The 10-year U.S. government bond was down 0.4, yielding 2.484%. Gold futures were down $9.40 at $1,304.50. Crude oil futures were down 58 cents at $64.03 a barrel. Right now, the Dow is trading at 26,194, a positive 37 points. ADM at 43.36, Ameren 71.61, Caterpillar 137.82, Norfolk Southern 193.06, PPG 115.14, Tate & Lyle 38.49, and Mueller Water 10.53. Today, I close with Norman Vincent Peale. Stand up to your obstacles and do something about them. You will find that they haven't half the strength you think they have. This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards and Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Coach is in studios. Has he been like just meandering around out there for the last half hour?
I heard him talking with Kathy, and yeah, I think he's just getting in his daily gossip.
Trying to keep out of the way.
Well, she doesn't communicate with you.
Well, I realized this morning, I'm like, oh, there was another page to this bio, and realized that we had four guests. I'm like, so I texted him this morning and said,
well, but you were going to put him in here with the other three guests?
No way.
Yeah. I just don't understand. You don't realize how distracting that is when we have guests in and you have an old guy across the table just staring at them.
Okay.
It's weird.
Okay.
It's awkward. And it's not anything he's doing other than just staring.
Yeah.
But it's like that thing outside the front door. I don't know why it's here.
Shh.
I know not to shh. Nobody's told me to shush anything. Nobody's given me any information about it at all.
Don't talk about it.
I am talking about it.
I can tell you what it's for, but that's kind of against the
point. I don't want to. It's got nothing to do with me.
Okay. Yes, it doesn't. It has nothing to do with us.
You know, and if you don't want people to not talk about it, then why don't you just put out a memo?
Or not make it so obvious.
I thought a homeless guy was sleeping in here Monday morning.
That scared the rip out of me, I'll tell you. I came around the corner. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
I thought it was Matty Hall in costume.
No. All right. Well, good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Thursday. I'm sorry. I'm getting my iPad. This isn't very professional. I should have done this during the break.
Oh, no, that's okay. See, that's like your best friend, your iPad.
It doesn't argue.
Exactly.
Which is nice.
That's why I love my car.
Yeah. Okay. So, although it's not installing an update, which is really weird. Like I keep getting this, like it's something I'm doing wrong.
Oh yeah.
It's like it says it's going to install overnight, and then it doesn't, and then I've got to like type in password.
See, mine's trying to do that, but it's because I set an alarm.
No, this is my iPad.
Yeah.
I don't use an alarm on that.
No.
That's why it won't do it, is because your alarm is.
It keeps saying because an alarm was set, we could not do the.
Well, that makes sense because you know maybe clear out.
When am I going to do it then? I guess I'll try to do it tomorrow night.
Anywho, this is why I like my iPad.
Mm-hmm.
It also doesn't get distracted. This is the Xfinity app. I have to tell you, the Xfinity Stream app is one of the things I use more than I've ever used anything else before. For a long time, it was sort of Netflix and Amazon Prime and Hulu, and I still like all that, and I do that all through my Xfinity Wi-Fi. But the Xfinity app, or if you have an Xfinity account, the Watchathon is on. So all the way through the 14th, you can get all these unbelievable. And look how clever the app is. So if I pull up the Xfinity app and then I click on the Watchathon, it's going to be here through Sunday night. So you get free hit series and movies all week, right? So you get new and recommended. You get the best of Showtime. You get Trending Today. You got free Watchathon network. So right now you can get HBO. You can get Showtime. You can get Epix. I'm catching up on everything on Epix. Three great series. Three great series. There's Acorn TV, which is all British. There's the Lifetime Movie Club. There's the History Vault. There's Cinemax. All of these programs are free through the 14th. You also have Stream Picks, the Urban Movie Channel. So if you got a kid and play itch you got to scratch. There's Here TV. There's Curiosity Stream. There's Dog TV. You got like everything.
Dog TV?
Mm-hmm. And then here's my favorite part about the Watchathon is that how much free time do you have? They have three categories. I took the day off from work. I have no plans today or tomorrow, or I'm never leaving the sofa. So how much do you want to catch up on and binge based on categories, right? And then you can discover the best of new shows, complete series from the beginning, including Game of Thrones. But I'm going to throw you one that are a couple that maybe you haven't heard about, and that is Epix. I thought it was Epix. It's actually
too.
It's Epix. So if you go to Epix and you check it out, there are three shows that you need to know about. One is called Deep State, okay? And Deep State has my favorite British actor in it. And it is a great, if you like sort of CIA, MI6, modern day intrigue, Mark Strong, who is just fantastic. He is in fact, he played Archie, do you remember the great movie,
yeah.
The Rock and Roller? He was also, what else was he in recently?
I'm trying to think.
Movie with Taron.
Egerton?
Yeah, the spy movie.
Yeah, Kingsman?
The Kingsman. He's Merlin in that. And he's in this show. It's fantastic. There's also something called Berlin Station, which is in its third year, which is a modern-day CIA analyst who goes to Berlin, Germany's new station. And it's a great intrigue. And then the second season of Get Shorty.
Get Shorty.
Is fantastic.
Love this show. We're trying to squeeze it all in while we can.
We're going
to
squeeze it all in. But what they do is they also offer you a great way to, like, I think Epix is $5.99 a month if you want to add it on to your Xfinity package. And you can do that right through the
app. Worth it for the amount of the shows you were just talking about.
Oh, these are high-quality shows that are literally made, for these channels. You can't get them anywhere else. All right, but the Watchathon is on through Sunday. So that means the Game of Thrones. Yeah, I'm in that third category. I'm not leaving the couch. Check it out. Get started. Call 1-800-XFINITY. Visit Xfinity.com or drop into an Xfinity store today for more details. The Watchathon. Absolutely love it. Now, do you have all those channels already?
I have most of them.
I know.
I have Xfinity Stream, and I enjoy it.
Thank you. I do.
I really do.
Oh, okay. I believe you.
I just signed on for Curiosity Stream, which is one of those channels. I think it's like $19 a year.
Is that the gay channel?
No.
Are you sure?
Channel was that?
Here TV is
Curiosity the one. Stream.
Yeah.
No.
Here TV.
It has all the document.
Here TV is a lot of beefcake.
Here TV?
Yes.
Yeah, that's.
So you get Now What, Broke Straight Boys, Dante's Cove,
Shh. Hooks, Stop. Enough.
Where the Bears Are Too.
Stop it.
I'm not making that up.
I know you're not, but we don't need to discuss this.
Why?
It
may be your interest, right? I was trying to look at Coach's Curiosity TV.
Stream.
Curiosity Stream.
It's all documentaries.
Oh, it's all documentaries. Yeah. Mysteries of the Bible Unlocked, The Gettysburg Story, Trials of Muhammad Ali. Yeah, I get it. I don't really need, but with all the things I have, I get plenty of access to documentaries.
Yeah,
I spent a night while Lindsay was in Indianapolis watching a documentary about the group L7, I've got more than enough documentaries.
Wow, and too much time, apparently.
That's really pretty interesting. Let me give you this fact, little miss. I can't quit typing on mic today. L7, at the height of their popularity, the very most money those girls were making a piece was $500 a month.
Wow. Oh, wow.
They called it a rags-to-riches-to-rags story. That's how they described the documentary.
Wow.
It was fascinating. True artists, though, and very interesting people. And you forget how hard it was to be in a girl band back then. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were sort of cutting edge in that rock scene of being like a hardcore girl band. And that was the question they got.
Wow.
See? Not so uninteresting, right? What is with you today?
Nothing.
Huh?
Nothing.
Okay.
See, I was thinking it was World of Wonder. That's kind of the... It's not a gay channel, but they do a lot of drag.
Well, I know. One of the things I love about the Xfinity app is they have like an LGBTQ... What is
LGBTQ
channel friendly. Mm-hmm. They have African American channel. I mean, they have stuff like by interest and cultures, and I love having all the choices. I think it's great. But the three epics, you can get them for, if you have Xfinity, you can get these all free without subscribing. Just go to, you know, you can search it, or if you, you know, use your Xfinity One remote, just, you know, show me Deep State.
Right up there.
Deep State's fantastic.
Watch it.
And Get Shorty is unbelievable. We watched the first season on Netflix. But it's an epic show that I guess when they're done, they probably put it out to more places.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy who's in this, the Irish guy who was in Moon Boy
and
the Bridesmaids or whatever.
Bridesmaids, he was the love interest.
Yeah, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
And his Mormon sidekick. And if you saw the movie, it's not the same plot line.
No.
But it is Elmore Leonard through and through. I mean, there's just...
It really is.
But it is this crook... criminal goes to Hollywood to be a filmmaker. Remember the John Travolta, Danny DeVito movie?
He was like an enforcer.
Yeah, kind of like on the fringe of the criminal underbelly. It's great. It is just such a hilarious mock-up of Hollywood.
Oh,
you know,
it's good.
And
I can watch it.
Yeah, it's funny.
The Mormon friend. No problem being an assassin.
Yes, just can't have sex before he's married. All right, we'll take the marquee coffee break. And I learned a new term in this series, which evidently is a thing. I'm just telling you. You can look it up yourself. Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Want to be your own boss? ADM Trucking is now hiring local and over-the-road owner-operators. We are paying $1.15 per mile plus fuel surcharge. Come join our team of professional drivers. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age, and have tank endorsement. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 217-424-5686. That's 217-424-5686. Or visit adm.com/careers.
It's not poor old Decatur. Decatur has the highest hourly wages in the region. Higher than Bloomington Normal, Champaign, Urbana, Springfield, and Peoria. Cha-ching! Limitless Decatur. Know it! Boss not buying, you got stuck by a train again? Listen, Chief, there's over 8,000 rail cars a day rolling through Decatur. That's big business, baby! Woohoo! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
The power of the human voice has never been more apparent than today, because you can listen to WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM on your smart speaker, thanks to Hickory Point Bank. Simply say, play WSOY. Two words that will change your life for the better. Play WSOY. Yes, WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM is now on your smart speaker, thanks to Hickory Point Bank. Invested in space-age technology.
This is Byers and Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Yeah, the CBS app will be airing the Masters wall to wall. Let's see if CBS has it on right now. Oops, I just
should
hit something.
Probably dust the bedroom TV.
Huh? What did I just do?
It's like the only time the TV is on in the bedroom. Ever. Well, three times a year.
I'm sorry?
The TV in the bedroom. The open?
I can watch it. If I can watch it on an app, I'd just soon watch it on an app, to be honest with you. Watch it on. I think you get a better picture on your iPad than you do your TV.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah, I mean, technology's fantastic.
Well, but it says CBS this morning because they have Dominic West on there.
I bet you get on your tablet.
Yeah, I bet there's.
That's just said the CBS
app. No, the app. Yeah,
is running wall to wall coverage. Yes. Round one, 8:30 a.m. Thursday tee times. They have Masters on the Range from 8:30 to 10:30 on the CBS Sports Network. Not CBS's regular channel, and CBSSports.com. The Masters live stream runs from 9:15 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. But part of that is it's not the same because they have like featured groups you can right. follow around, and they'll like from 10:45 to 6, they'll just be at Amen Corner, those three holes. Right. And then like I guess there's holes 15 and 16. There's like three different kind of things.
Is it anchored?
Yeah, it is, but it's not the same thing as necessarily watching it on TV coverage. Now, TV coverage today starts at 3 o'clock, and that runs, I'm assuming these are Eastern times.
Did you watch like golf or something?
Huh?
I don't know who has the broadcast rights. CBS, obviously.
CBS. And that's what I'm getting ready to explain to everybody, except clearly you and Coach. TV coverage 3 to 7:30 tonight on ESPN. So this is the Thursday, Friday. Weekend coverage is all CBS.
Right.
I knew ESPN was in there somewhere. Because it's really weird how ESPN has these contracts. They're owned by Disney, which owns ABC, right?
Yes.
You wouldn't think they'd have these weird partnerships where they're doing a CBS broadcast, but they are. So they'll be on again 3 to 7:30 tomorrow, and then round three will literally, like I said, CBSSports.com, 3 to 7 on CBS. Round four, they will start 2 to 7 because they've still got that stupid old boys network down there that doesn't want to show you the front nine.
Which I don't understand.
Why?
Been that way for years.
Wait, this is news to me.
Most
Why?
Golf tournaments start a lot later or earlier than 2 or 3 in the afternoon.
Yes.
You know, they're on 11, noon, 1. And I think they do show some of the front nine now. But it used to be they maintained, like all of these ridiculous traditions they have, including these pimento sandwiches or whatever that nobody in the world wants. The excitement began on the back nine on Sunday, right?
Yep. That's the way they promote it.
They would give you some highlights of what had happened on the front nine, but they didn't give any front nine coverage. They've backed off that a little.
Yeah,
of course, with online coverage, you're seeing some of that. And I don't know what the Masters on the Range. I don't get into all the extra stuff. I want to see the beautiful scenery.
Yep.
I want to see a good Sunday. Coach asked me who I was picking. I don't root for anybody going in. I just want a good Sunday. Whatever that means.
I agree with that.
Give me some tight, give me like down the last stretch of holes that it's up for grabs, and give me some miraculous shots. Give me some people falling off the leaderboard. I just want drama. And I don't care who comes out on top. I'd love to see Tiger Woods win.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, who wouldn't?
Mm-hmm. Tiger's still got his haters. I think who doesn't love a great comeback story?
Oh, yeah. No question about it.
And the thing about rooting for Tiger Woods now is, like, before it was like rooting for Mike Tyson. It was just sort of like he was going to win, and it wasn't even a thought about whether he was going to win. Now he's like an underdog, and it makes it even more fun to root for him. And the game's just different with him in it.
It is. And
so certainly TV ratings.
So the attendances and ratings, yeah.
Well, ratings for sure.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. I mean, when Tiger's in a tournament, eyeballs get turned on. So I'd love to see him win. Wearing the red.
On Sunday.
First time he won this thing, he was 22 years old. He ran away from the field. They changed the golf course because of him. They tried to tiger-proof it.
Yeah.
The Men of the Masters. There's a great book called The Men of the Masters, by the way. Or actually, you know what? It's not called that. It's John Feinstein,
yes,
who did the Bobby Knight book. He has two golf books. One of them is called A Good Walk Spoiled, which is the Mark Twain quote. And then there's the other one is about the four majors. And I can't remember what the name of that is, but it's only about the British Open, the Masters, the U.S. Open, and the PGA. And it gives you all kinds of really behind-the-scenes sort of things. I think it was the PGA Championship, or maybe it was the Open. They would group people by all kinds of weird things, like who was the least like on tour. That's how that foursome would end up. Like, or who was the – I mean, there's like all these behind-the-scene things that you just don't get. The Majors, I think it was called.
I got the Majors, I believe.
Yeah. That's a good book. And it's been – probably 15, 16 years ago, back when Tiger was young. I haven't heard a lot of these kids on the tour now. Do you find yourself kind of going, who are all these youngsters?
Yeah, like the guy that won last week, Connors.
No clue.
He was a Monday qualifier, which is unusual
mm-hmm.
for a Monday qualifier to win. I don't think it's been done for a
while. Do they still do Monday qualifiers?
Yeah, they do.
Really?
And they had like, I think over 100 tried for Monday qualifications for four spots, if I remember right.
Okay. Well, the Masters isn't that way at all.
Nobody want to weigh into the Masters this year.
Well, yeah, you can do that, but you can't keep, you know, sometimes you win a tournament and you're there for life. The Masters makes you keep earning it.
Yep.
And all the majors are run by different bodies, so they're all very different in how they go about it. But this one's special because it's just, it's the first of the year, the way that course looks, the flowers, the names, the history, the green jackets. What's really cool to me is like how, it's not cool, it's interesting, is like what tie do you go with a green jacket?
None.
No, you can't show up at the Masters Champions Dinner without a tie on.
What,
are you crazy?
Navy?
Well, I saw the group shot from Tuesday night.
A lot of Navy?
Not as much as you'd think. I would say probably there's more blue than anything, but not all Navy. Some of them's like a light blue, okay. A lot of yellow.
Yep. Yeah, that would be my next set is green and yellow.
Some went full on Christmas and went red.
Nope, and that's a nope.
Yeah. There's one, two. Phil Mickelson did the red thing. There's some green, which you just go with like a
if you're going with a color that
Of them have white shirts on. There's a couple with blue shirts on. But it is interesting to see like a green jacket isn't an easy tie matching jacket.
No, yellow is a good one. Yellow is a good color. I know it's a little Easterish, but
yellow. I can.
It's also the color of the Masters.
Sergio Garcia has yellow on, and the next closest age to him is like 412. That's wearing yellow.
I'm just saying it's a you know. It's
I
the
reject
color of
that
the
country club look.
Like kind of the marigold yellow. Not like a baby yellow. But not a.
You can't do red.
Not a peep yellow.
Right.
Red's bad.
So. That's a hard green to come with.
I think Navy's probably where I would go. Yeah. That's what Vijay Singh is wearing. It looks like Jordan Spieth. That's what most of them, Mike Weir. And here's the crazy thing. This is a bunch of old dudes, except for the most recent, you know, champions. And everybody every year gets older and older. Like Tom Watson looks ancient in this picture. And you know who doesn't ever get older is Gary Player. It's like he's got that mirror in the attic. I don't know what this guy's secret to life is. But remember Jack LaLanne?
Oh, yeah.
He's like one of these guys. Yeah. He'll just die one day.
One day.
But he'll never look any different. Gary Player's looked the same age for 40 years.
That's true.
And tan. He's like everything you're not supposed to do, right?
And somehow it works.
Yes. I don't know if it's like some South African thing. I don't know. But that guy still looks great. And he's like one of the few guys, too, that can pull off the green jacket because he always wore black.
Yeah, that's true.
Before there was a color.
Yep.
He was the first guy to do that.
The Black Knight.
Yeah. And then Tiger came in with the red on Sundays. And why? Red's aggressive. You know why? I was having this conversation the other day with Molly. If you look at weights at the YMCA or anywhere you go, or even strength bands, they're the most sexist thing on earth.
The
color choice. Oh,
yeah. Because the lightest of the resistance bands are pink.
Yeah, and the weights, mm-hmm. the colored dumbbells. Yep. And red's always the heaviest because it's considered to be aggressive. And you get those little ones.
It's
like a baby rattle.
Like
they're pink.
And then like teal.
Yeah.
Purple.
Exactly. Yeah. So I'd love to know how all that started. I don't know if we ever get the answer to that. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today we have cloudy skies, but warmer, highs around 74 degrees. Tonight, showers, thunderstorms expected, lows around 44. Friday, we're looking at partly cloudy skies, turning to sunny skies and highs near 57. Same for Saturday, sunny skies, highs around 57 degrees. It is 58 degrees right now in downtown Decatur.
Spring is finally here, and that means golf season is in full swing. But what about those rickety old golf clubs in the corner of the garage? Let the Ping Demo Day at Southside Country Club fix that. This Saturday from 11 to 3, come out and hit the newest clubs from Ping under the watchful eye of Southside PGA professional Nick Towden. You'll also get instant feedback from the latest TrackMan technology on each shot. Don't miss the Ping Demo Day this Saturday, April 13th, from 11 to 3 at Southside. This event is open to the public and no purchase necessary.
You're listening to Byers and Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here, just about out of time. Coach, we appreciate you being patient out there. I think you should get on Lindsay on the way out about how she doesn't communicate with you.
She did. I just didn't look at my phone.
Oh, she texted you this morning.
Yeah,
that's giving me a lot of heads up.
Well, I just didn't look at it. Normally I do. And usually it goes a little ping. It tells me I got a text message, and I didn't do that.
How old did that just sound just then?
Well, I said, did you? And he goes, I haven't looked at my phone today. Well, I was like, that is the weirdest thing.
Picked it up, and I didn't even think about looking for it. Nobody sends me text messages overnight.
Okay. We're going to.
Overnight? It was. Anyway.
This is me doing an emoji. That's it for us. If you missed any of the show today, podcasts are available. Presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. You get them everywhere you get podcasts. We'll be back tomorrow with the Make County Board recap. We got our brand new twist on our Brink Out Our Home highlight. Got the education spotlight. Pastor Matt Angela's in from the Y.
And some of our participants.
Big show. It's going to be fun. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
No matter where